بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed the death of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was the رئيس المنافقين, the leader of the hypocrites, and the entire incident that had transpired after his demise. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام had given in to the request of his son, who was a Sahabi, to perform the Salatul Janazah, and thereafter this verse was revealed, now prohibiting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from performing the Salatul Janazah or from visiting the grave of any hypocrite, any munafiq, or someone who leaves this world without iman. Now the discussion goes back to those who stayed back from the Battle of Tabuk, and here Allah addresses the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, saying, وَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ, that those people who remain behind, they do not take part in these expeditions in the path of Allah, and they do not contribute in the path of Allah, then naturally their wealth and their possessions would be more than others, because they are dedicating time solely to this, and they are not giving anything away in the path of Allah. So Allah says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that do not let their wealth and their children, in other words, their large families and whatever they have around them, do not let this amaze you. In other words, don't let this make you think or feel that these people are superior to you. Why? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, because Allah wants to give them punishment by means of this in this worldly life. Allah wants to punish them by means of their wealth and their children in this worldly life. وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ, and the end result would be that their souls leave their bodies whilst they are in a state of disbelief. So what is meant by this is that these people who constantly break the command of Allah and they do not participate in these expeditions with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, despite it being necessary and compulsory for them to do so, Allah may still bless them with wealth, with children, with resources, with things around them, but this does not in any way mean they have a blissful life, an easy life. Rather, this becomes the very source and cause of punishment for them in this world. Person has abundant wealth, he has a fancy car, but wherever he goes, he's worried somebody will scratch the car, somebody will damage it, somebody will steal it. He has a large empire, but he can't sleep at night because he's worried that nobody should break into his business, or he's worried that he's got to pay some suppliers, or whatever it may be. So while outwardly it may seem as though he has a lot, but it causes him difficulty in this world. This is when a person is given wealth despite disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, this contrasts to a person who is obedient to Allah. He does what is required of him. For him, when Allah gives him wealth, he may also enjoy abundance in this world. But for him, it is different. That wealth now works for him and it gives him an easy life. It makes things easy for him. It frees him up further for the sake of deen. Regarding these hypocrites, now Allah says, وَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَجَاهِدُوا مَعَ رَسُولِهِ, that whenever any surah is revealed, any verse is revealed, instructing them to believe in Allah and to strive in the path of Allah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we find the reaction from these people, إِسْتَأْذَنَكَ أُولُو الطَّوْلِ مِنْهُمْ, that it is always those who have abundant resources who come to ask permission to stay behind, despite them having the ability financially, physically, as far as what they possess is concerned, they have more ability than others to give in to this request and to go forth with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet they always seek permission and say, وَقَالُوا ذَرْنَا نَكُمْ مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ, that just leave us and let us stay behind with all those who are remaining behind. Let us remain with those who are infirm, who are unwell, the elderly, those who have a genuine excuse. Just allow us to remain with them. رَضُوا بِأَن يَكُونُوا مَعَ الْخَوَالِفِ, Allah says that they are pleased to remain behind with those who have kept themselves back. This word al-khawalif, some mufassirin translate as the woman folk. They are happy to remain behind with the woman. Despite them needing to go forth as men, they should be at the forefront, but they are happy to remain behind. وَطُبِعَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, Allah says their hearts have been sealed, so they are unable to understand what is required of them. So this is the reaction and the quality of a hypocrite. And then Allah contrasts this with a believer. لَكِنِ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ, Allah says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who have iman who are alongside him, what is their response when they are instructed by Allah? Jahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim. They strive in the path of Allah. They wage jihad with their wealth and with their lives. They are not afraid to spend in the path of Allah, and they are not afraid to themselves physically go in the path of Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْخَيْرَاتِ. As a result of the sacrifice, Allah says, for them will be al-khayrat. Al-khayrat, if we translate it loosely, means abundant goodness. But here Mufassirin mention al-khayrat means manafi'ud darain, the benefits of both the worlds. The benefit of dunya will come to them, the benefit of akhirah will come to them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they are the ultimate, or they are the ones who have gained ultimate success. What is the success? أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Allah has prepared for them jannat, multiple gardens of paradise, and there will be rivers flowing in these gardens. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, and they will live forever and ever in paradise. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And to conclude the discussion, Allah says, that is the greatest success. So again, if we look back at the discussion, don't let the wealth and the resources of the munafiqeen deceive you and amaze you. That is not the yardstick of success. True success will be the person who will attain Jannah, who will gain admission into Jannah. This is the yardstick of success for a believer. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.